meinst. Ich sage, Commands News zuvor. Ja, so, come to the next part. You know, most of you know Kika Inspect or the TCL Debug from TCL Pro or Active State Development Kit. And yeah, because I could not give these tools to my customer, I was in the need to give him help, to give me back response feedback where errors occur. And he should not debug my application, but he give me hints. And yeah, so I try to have an own program inside in my application, apart from this, encapsulated, and use nearly the same features shown before. And yeah, we get firstly the names, we get the variables, and we get some types if we inspect the values, or we use the undocumented feature represent and representation to get the truth. And yeah, this is the most important thing, and we have many, many more possibilities to show and give information about the information from our widgets, from our managers, from our geometry. We have which library is loaded and so on, which version we use, which packages are present and so on, and all packets in a small application. I try to show it live and hope it starts. This is the view of the application. Is it really data? Small text. We have all namespaces in this area. We can change and get the procedures or the variables or all commands and so on, which are in this namespace. We are filtered. We can filter most used commands from TickleDK, TDK and objects. Now we have much more information, the images and so on. And ensembles are separated out of the commands. The procedures are out of the commands. Images are out of the commands. Widgets are out of the commands. So we have really commands. Some commands give us information, like all afters also. So we have some information about this. We can use some export on the namespaces, which are extracted. And yeah, the next part are the variables. This variable is not here. Okay, this one. I don't know why. Normally we get the information. Maybe it's something changed.
Wenn die Prozedur einmal in den Fehler schaffen ist.
Okay, then we have the procedures with our signature and the code, the body. And we can look inside our widgets, which with geometry, children, bindings and so on. Maybe we use the internals to see more and can see how it's connected and which states are set. Yeah, but last but not least, we can show our pictures, and there are special things because sometimes the user has to do things for me. I can say, show me a console, or I can be connected to the console in this one. So we have all together and can set a variable. So now we update and there is it. I don't know why. Hey guy.
Just restart the application.
Mm. Okay. And as you see, we have a small menu. There are system information. We get our PID, which engine we run, which system we have, which user, and so on, which ticket system. We can see our packages, which is available and which are loaded. We can use other informations we know from the info command. We have fonts, if you want, which is created. And what else? I hope. Yeah. We can change the scenes, you know. Yeah. And I hope it is for you helpful. I will give it in a good place. Thank you.
Das war wunderlich. Any questions? Antonio.
Object-oriented languages based on Tickle, like Xoticle, for instance, there are ways to know for every object which variables are defined for this object, which methods with their arguments and so on. I wonder if, because I see you have to go through a lot of tricks to get the arguments for certain commands, if there wouldn't be nice from the Tickle natively a way to annotate arguments for commands so that we could get their
There's a second command in the info command for objects and class,
uh-huh.
And there you have to run second loops, because the methods are not commands outside.
Yeah,
and therefore you have to ask inside.
For instance, for the string command, for instance,
mm-hmm.
You have to use tricks so that you get the message and you can tell, okay, this string command has this and this subcommands of this,
yeah,
this and this argument.
From the ensembles, yes.
Yes, and it would probably be nice to have a native mechanism to say, okay, describe for me what the string command accepts as a subcommand, as a flag or something like this, so we can annotate maybe the...
Describe string or describe whatever
configure.
Well, all currently C implemented commands have no interest in introspection
at
the moment, and that may be added.
Yes.
Wider tip, we made idea.
Wolf?
It may be of no use for you because you don't use that Tickle programming feature, but I miss the listing of command traces, even of variable traces. That would be, for a debugging reason, great information. Command traces and variable traces are mighty features, but also in case of debugging, this may be really appropriate.
As I told before, the user should not debug. This was my goal originally, and you have the possibility to ask every time this button, and it is updated. So if we change here, and say, and press update, then before. But we see it here.
I think it wasn't about using traces inside your GUI, but it was about displaying traces that are already installed in the pre-class.
I have
listing up the traces.
Yeah.
Okay.
In contrast to TK inspect,
mm-hmm.
I have no tracer inside.
Yeah.
Yet, maybe,
yeah.
It's a good idea.
Not the tracer itself, but just to display which traces are already in effect.
Breaking down the object and class tree with methods is the next one.
I see.
One
more important question is, if you have naming conflicts in different namespaces, what I use in my concept is hierarchical namespaces. And procedures are called by its name and where they were found. So if you have one procedure name, you can have it in different namespace hierarchies.
Mm.
Is this a part of your...
because I filter all, you can go inside. Do we have...
We have dynamic tracing.
We have this CO configure, CO configure, configurable, and so on, and we go inside.
Yeah, but
and
if I call a procedure which is in the same namespace, I don't have to refer the procedure absolutely.
You want to know where is a given name?
Yeah.
In which?
Because it can happen as in one hierarchy, the same name appears more than once.
It's more a search function. Yes.
Search function of identifiers across.
I mean, where is this used? Who calls this function?
Yeah.
I mean, we have this in our server in OpenSES, and you can say, I have here a listing of the code,
mm-hmm.
and the code calls other function, and you can go to the function and you see who is calling me,
mm-hmm.
and also what is calling this function
yeah.
below this. It's just more this. Just a way. I mean, it can be many. I mean, places.
Yeah.
And from the user interface, I think it just shows the first 5 or first 10. I don't know.
Actually,
I think the question by Manfred is, for example, if you define a namespace set command and you're in this namespace and you call set, then this command is called and not the original set one.
Yeah.
So to give warnings about those situations.
Yeah.
So I think your approach to have a dynamic tracing. Maybe solve this one. It's just an additional approach to that.
Tibor?
Yes, maybe you already told us about it, but can you attach this inspector to a running process of another kind?
It's completely encapsulated with an own namespace and this one. Yeah, this is all. I filter out this normally because the user has not to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start this application with without syntax highlighting and so on if you don't provide this package. There are some features.
So in the process to be inspected, you have to call a certain command from your package or package
Repo
or something.
There's an initial init command. If you call this from your application, then you have this possibility. I can kill it. And all other windows. And this is the main window. I can press a hotkey, and I get my console back.
Mm-hmm.
If there is nothing, then it's empty.
Okay. So in my case, I will probably enter the TK remote, this send-based stuff.
It's only inside of the application. No remote access, no send command, no
other. So you have probably to prepare the application just that hotkey will enter this code.
Okay, we are quarter
okay.
our after time, so thanks Thomas Wunderlich.
Thank you.